Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. I don't know whether Martha and Mary ever thought in their wildest imaginations that in 2013 people would still be talking about them. And here we are, how many messages have we heard on Mary and Martha and this incident here. But just want to leave a couple of little thoughts with you. Martha received him into her home. And this is just an application. There is a difference between receiving him into our homes and within the circumference of our interest and receiving him into our heart. And so, as we start this conference, is he just within the circumference of our interest as believers in our home, or is he in our heart? And I think we would say when Mary was sitting at his feet, he was in her heart. He can be inside, positionally, we say, but really outside our life. The conference is a great time to get him back into the place where he ought to be and where he needs to be if we're going to flourish and prosper as believers. And so just that thought, home versus heart, difference between the inside, but him being on the outside. We want inside our insides. Is that too elementary to say that? But that's where he needs to be, inside our insides. And then work versus worship. Activity is very seductive. And we can go through all our routines as believers. And Martha was doing a great job of going through all the routines with the best of intentions and the most honorable motives, working diligently. But it's work versus worship. There comes a point when we must understand that the most important thing in my life is not banging pots and pans in the kitchen in service, but it's sitting at his feet in worship with open hearts, receiving his word. So work versus worship. And I say activity is seductive because when we talk to the unsaved, we tell them that they feel good when they're working hard at it. And if a person is lost, they feel good if they keep walking. Activity is seductive. But Mary hath chosen that good part. And it's plain from the story that Martha had become occupied with herself, whereas Mary was occupied with the Son. She was standing on her own 2 feet out in the kitchen, and Mary was sitting at his. And that's what we'd like to do this weekend. It's not sitting at the feet of our brother Higgins, who just arrived, just to put your mind at ease, or Mr. Vance, who's made it all the way from Toronto. It's not sitting at our, but it's, we're just mere instruments, but sitting at his feet. Lord, what message do you have for us at this conference? And we will be talking about the importance of the Word of God and reading it and taking it in personally ourselves and letting it change our lives. Sometimes we read our Bibles as a slideshow. As we read it, we think of all the other Christians. Oh, that fits him. But let's look at it this weekend, not as a slideshow, but as a mirror of what we need to see about our own hearts. And so Martha was occupied with herself and serving, but Mary, the son, and the posture was she was sitting at his feet. And Martha, when she became totally absorbed in her own work and her own service and her own self, she actually storms into the room. That's a thought there. She stormed into the room, stomping her feet, and, can I say it reverently, gave the Lord a blast. There's a very strong word. She came in and really was upset. And that's what happens when our world revolves around ourselves and our service and what we are doing as opposed to around the Son. And so may this be a Christ focus weekend. And Martha, wonderful that she received him into her home and that she was working and that she was attending to all the little extras in the kitchen. But the Lord says to her, but one thing is needful. We can get preoccupied and distraught over the extras, but there is one thing that is essential. So it's the extras versus the essential. Stopping at Christ and hearing his word and drinking in his word and allowing our lives to be affected. And we'll be hearing much more this weekend that not just hearing his word, but doers. So hearing first and then doing based on what we have heard. Responsive, surrendered, yielding hearts. And I would think that Mary's posture sitting at his feet was indicative of what she really wanted to have happen in her life, in her heart. Lord, speak to me. I'm all ears. I'm listening. Touch my heart in our home today so my life will be affected positively and I'll be drawn closer to the Lord. And that's our prayer and our desire for the conferences this weekend. And as was already mentioned in prayer, James is a difficult little book because it's Christianity in shoe leather. And we can get a little touchy and pray for the speakers because sometimes we can get on to a little soapbox on some of the issues in James. And it wouldn't be the first time people from the pulpit have lashed out. And servants of the Lord are not supposed to lash out. We're not supposed to strive, but we're to be gentle and in a spirit of meekness. And so pray for us that the Lord will give us help and that all our hearts will be touched.